Mesechtas Erevin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah has returned to discuss the topic of Erev Tchumen, someone's dwelling spot when Shabbos begins. He has a Tchum of 2,000 Amos around to travel. There's a concept of Erev Tchumen where he can make an Erev by placing food somewhere else on the onset of Shabbos, that will be his dwelling place, and his 2,000 Amos will be calculated from that place where the Erev is. The Mishnah over here discusses a communal Erev Tchumen. Ketzad Mishtatvim B'Tchumen, how do we make a Mishtatvim where people can join together to make a communal Erev Tchumen? Meiniach HaSachavius, a person puts down a barrel of food that's going to be used for the Erev, V'Aimer, and he says, HaReza L'chol B'nei Irin, behold, this barrel of food is going to be for all people in my city, L'chol Mi She'yelech L'Beis Ha'Evel, anyone that needs to travel and go to a house of mourning to give condolences, L'Beis HaMishtah, or to go to a wedding party event. So these are people that need to travel from their dwelling place. They may need to extend their 2,000 Amos to travel, and they have the ability to join in and partake in this Erev Tchumen. The Erev was only made for people that had a mitzvah purpose that they needed to travel for, and these were such examples, to be Menachem Avel, or to be Mesameach Chasan V'Chala. And they could accept the Erev, that's this communal Erev that's being done. V'kol shekibo alav mibe'odyayim mutter, anyone who accepts upon himself this Erev, mibe'odyayim, from before Shabbos, Friday afternoon, mutter, they're permitted to carry and rely on this Erev to go 2,000 Amos from this Erev's location. Mishetasha, but once it's dark already, then it's too late for them to accept the Erev Aser, they won't be able to travel on the Erev, they'll have to stay within the 2,000 Amos of their dwelling place, their original dwelling place, when Shabbos starts. She'ein ma'arvin mishetasha, because you can't make an Erev after dark, after already started Shabbos. The Rav explains over here that this is talking about a case where he did not know about the fact that there was Erev until Shabbos started. But if he knew about the fact that there was Erev, just he didn't yet make up his mind that he wanted to carry to travel within that Erev Tchumen, just the knowledge that he knew about its existence before Shabbos is enough that if on Shabbos he chooses to rely on the Erev Tchumen, he can do so. Mishnah base. Kamahu shiuri. What is the shiur, the amount of food necessary for the Erev Tchumen? Mazim shtei sudas l'kol achad. Enough food for two meals for each person that's relying on this Erev. The Mishnah now brings different opinions. How much food makes up one meal? What are the sizes of these meals for two meals per person? Mizaynei l'chol v'lay l'shabbos divrei Rameir. Rameir says these are two meals based on the food for a weekday meal, not a Shabbos meal. Rabbi Yehuda says the reverse, l'shabbos v'lay l'chol, is referring to the size of a Shabbos meal, not a weekday meal. And the Mishnah explains, v'zeh v'zeh miskavnin l'hakal, they're both intending, both of these opinions, Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, are intending to be lenient. They had different opinions on which ones were the smaller. Rameir held that the weekday meals were smaller because the Shabbos meals tasted better and people ate more, and so he said it's based on the size of the weekday meals. Rabbi Yehuda felt that people eat less at a Shabbos meal since they're going to have to eat three meals that day and not just two, so they don't fill up as much on each meal, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says the Erev is for the smaller of the two, which is the Shabbos meal. And they both were intending to give the smaller shear. Both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, they both hold that the size of these meals are based on the actual people that are joining in the Erev. The Mishnah lists other opinions of a set standard based on the average person's meal. Reb Yehuda ben Breika says a third opinion, that the size of the meals are mikikar bepundian, a loaf of bread. The portion of this meal is the size of a loaf of bread that's sold for a pundian, which is a small coin. And this is based on the market value when me'arba sa'in besela, when four sa' of wheat, sa' is a measurement of wheat, when four sa' of wheat can be purchased for a sela, which is a larger coin, when the market value is that rate, so the loaf of bread that would cost a pundian, that would be the size of these meals. And this is the equivalent of the volume of six eggs per loaf of bread, one loaf of six eggs volume. Reb Shimon says a fourth opinion, Shte yadais lakikar, 2/3 of a loaf of bread. And how big is this loaf of bread? Mishalish lakav, where 3 loaves would be made from a kav of wheat. A kav is a certain measurement of wheat. 3 loaves are made from a kav, and then 2/3 of one of those loaves. These loaves are the size of the volume of 8 eggs. So 2/3 of such a loaf, 2/3 of eight egg volume loaf of bread would be slightly smaller. It's 2/3 of an egg smaller than the previous opinion of 6 eggs of Rabbi Yechonon ben Breka. So Rabbi Yechonon ben Breka and Rabbi Shimon are arguing on the different size of a standard loaf, and Rabbi Yechonon says it's a smaller loaf and it's the whole loaf. Rabbi Shimon says it's a larger loaf and it's only 2/3 of that loaf. The mission now continues other halachas that are dependent on these different two opinions over here of the standard loaf size. The Mishnah says, Chatzia labayis hamenuga, half of one of these loaves, depending on which opinion. It's either a 6-egg loaf according to Rabbi Yechonon ben Breka, or the volume of 8-egg loaf according to Rabbi Shimon. Half of such a loaf would be the measurement for a bayis hamenuga, for a house that's afflicted with tzaras. And this shiur is regarding a person who enters a house that has tzaras on the walls, and he stays in the house for a significant amount of time. He becomes tamei, and all the clothing that he's wearing becomes tummy as well, only if he's in there the length of time that it would take to eat half a loaf of bread. And how big of a loaf, it depends on these two opinions. And another halacha that's affected by these two opinions of loaves of bread is v'chatzi chatzia, half of a half, in other words a quarter, lifsol esagvia, to pasol, to disqualify a body, a person, from being able to eat truma. A person who eats something, food that's tamei, he eats bread that's tamei, if it has a significant volume of bread, tamei bread that he eats, he'll be disqualified from being able to partake in truma, which has to remain tahar, and that volume is a quarter of a loaf, and the loaf size depends on Rabbi Yechonon ben Breka and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yechonon ben Breka, it's a loaf size of 6-egg volume, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a loaf size of 8-egg volume, and a quarter of that loaf will pasul the person, if it's tamei bread, will pasul him from being able to eat truma.